This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when, with all of the distraction here in the United States, distraction involving crime and politics and inflation, and yes, looking back on the dramatic events of January 6, 2021, there's also a war going on in Ukraine where Peter the Great has come back to the table. President Putin compares himself to Peter the Great and talks about reclaiming territory that he says already belongs to Russia. Does that include territory in the Arctic? Well, the Arctic is more important than ever before for reasons that are elucidated by a powerful piece in the Wall Street Journal by Arthur Herman. Arthur Herman is a senior fellow. He is director of the Quantum Alliance Initiative at Hudson Institute. And he is also the author of the wonderful book, The Viking Heart, How Scandinavians Conquered the World. Arthur, thank you for joining us. First of all, why should Americans be concerned about the Arctic at all? I mean, it's tough enough to get people concerned about Ukraine. That's in the middle of Europe. The Arctic seems highly remote. Why is it important?
Well, it's not that remote if you live in Alaska. If you're anywhere close to the Arctic Circle in Alaska, then you realize that this could be a future front line, much like the frontier between Russia and Ukraine. Because, as I explained in the Wall Street Journal article, climate change has really transformed what the Arctic and the Arctic Sea look like. And as the Arctic Sea becomes increasingly free of sea ice, and even in winter, the level of ice coverage is reduced, what it means is that this is now going to become a navigable sea route. And this means that nations bordering on the Arctic and on the North Pole are suddenly going to find themselves part of a larger global economic system that's going to be integrated with the rest of the world on a round on a seasonal basis. And the Russians and Vladimir Putin have made it clear that they think about the Arctic as their special province, that they have historical roots there, that they have a broad swath of territory on their northern frontier that borders on and is in the Arctic region, and that they're the ones who should have a say as to how its mineral rights, its oil and gas reserve rights are going to be controlled, and who will control the sea routes. They're already, Michael, in the process of militarizing that part of the world. And the United States and its allies, including Canada, need to start thinking about what that means if you're going to have Russian missile subs operating in those waters. And it's something, too, you know, let's think about this. This is close to Seattle, you know. I mean, think about this. The distance from Seattle to the North Pole is a little bit more than half of the distance from Seattle to Washington, D.C. So this is kind of like in your neighborhood, and what's going to happen there in the next decade or so should be of concern to Americans, particularly those in the northern tier of the country, but also because of what the dangers are as this becomes a flashpoint for great power competition.
Okay, before we get to the good news, and you do have some good news in your writing, Arthur Herman, One other item of bad news is China does not border on the Arctic. There are no claims of Chinese territory in the Arctic, but they are very much involved in also the changing potential when the sea lanes open up, when the ice continues to melt. What is the Chinese interest here?
Well, you're right on point about that, Michael. And as I point out in the article, China doesn't have any Arctic territory, but it does see it as yet another opportunity to expand its global reach and another part of its ambitions for global hegemony. In fact, in the original One Belt, One Road initiative, you know, this massive, huge plan that they have to build infrastructure all around the world, over by land, by sea, and by air, in order to expand China's economic reach and therefore also its political reach. The original document lists the Arctic as one of their target areas. So as the sea ice recedes and as the waters become navigable, they're very much looking for opportunities to grab real estate, to establish links and partnerships with countries and territories bordering on the Arctic as a way to build out their influence. You know, they've just opened a new military base in Cambodia, and it's another example of how China's ability to build infrastructure and ports and work on energy platforms and exploiting energy resources are all come down to, in the end, extending China's military reach and its military power. And you can bet that its ventures into the Arctic, which I detail in the Wall Street Journal op-ed, that those efforts are aimed towards also getting a Chinese military base eventually set up above the Arctic Circle.
Well, they also, I've read recently, they also have ambitions in Venezuela, don't they? Trying to rescue some of the devastated economy under Maduro. And you talk about petroleum platforms, energy platforms. Venezuela's would also be a logical target for Chinese expansionism, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, very much so. And both Iran and also in China. I've talked about this in earlier articles. You're absolutely right. They see the moribund government and the collapsing society in Venezuela as an opportunity to pick over the ruins, get access to that to the oil and natural gas that Venezuela has in abundance, but also to establish again a geopolitical presence, strategic presence there in the Western Hemisphere. So
concerning the Arctic,
the point about my article, which I think you just really brought to the fore, is it's not just the Russians we have to worry about with regard to ambitions in the Arctic. It's also China. And that's
another reason. It's not just America alone that is facing this. And one of the fascinating things is it puts in context that dramatic news that two important countries, Sweden and Finland, previously identified as neutral, have recently decided to align themselves with NATO. Why is this so particularly important to the Arctic region?
Well, both countries, both Sweden and Finland, have extensive territory above the Arctic Circle. They both have militaries that are more than adept at working in colder than usual temperatures, including in Arctic conditions. And also, they bring to the table a means by which the other NATO countries that border on or have Arctic territory, like Norway, like Canada, like the United States, like Denmark, because Greenland is, after all, still administered by Copenhagen and by the Danish government.
Arthur Herman's piece is posted at our website, linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. His most recent book is The Viking Heart, How Scandinavians Conquered the World. And what about those executions of British volunteers for the Ukrainian cause? We'll get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
All across America, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the mic. Michael Medved show, Vladimir Putin, the dictator of Russia, the president of Russia, he certainly is not open to any democratic or voter relocation or dislocation. He's not quite an autocrat. But he aspires to be. And autocrat was a title that was used for the czars of Russia. And one of those czars in particular, Peter the Great, who reigned during the early 1700s, a long time ago, in Moscow, and then later built the capital, named after himself, of course, of St. Petersburg. Peter the Great inspires Vladimir Putin, and Putin has recently compared himself to Peter, reclaiming territory that he believes is Russia's sacred right to hold. That, of course, includes Ukraine. Item 7, Jeremy.
Peter the Great waged the Northern War for 21 years. One could say he was fighting with Sweden and seizing territories. He wasn't, though. He was regaining territory. Regaining land and consolidating. That's what he was doing. Now it seems that it is our turn to regain land and consolidate.
The comparison, a frightening one. Because the aspiration to build empire is one of those things that doesn't go well with aspirations for, well, for instance, the hope for peace in Ukraine. There's a BBC report. There are a number of foreigners, British for the most part, who were captured when that... You remember people were huddled in a in a steel manufacturing plant. They were huddled in a basement when they were captured, finally had to surrender to Russian troops. There were Ukrainian fighters who were hanging out there. Some of those fighters were British, and there is a BBC report on the fate of some of the individuals who were captured after volunteering to fight for Ukraine. This is clip 6.
For fighting as soldiers in Ukraine's military, after a short trial in Russian-held territory, Aidan Aslin and Sean Pinner have been told they face the death penalty.
If you're watching this, it means that we've surrendered.
This was Aidan Aslin's last message to family and friends before he was captured.
Ran out of ammunition. Didn't really have any other choice other than to surrender.
He'd spent weeks defending the besieged city of Mariupol before his unit had to give themselves up.
To lay down our arms and head towards the Russian soldiers.
The situation and the ability or the desire of the British government to somehow avoid execution of these fighters. The war in Ukraine goes on, and when we talk more and more about other issues that continue to engage the United States, it's important to understand the horrors that continue here. By the way, they are being held in Donetsk, which is part of that contested territory in the east of Ukraine, in the Donbass, where the Russians have been fighting actively with their separatist forces since 2014 to try to establish separate, quote, republics that would be affiliated with Russia and not Ukraine. The war at home, if you want to talk about it in those terms, well, there is still the ongoing concerns about Supreme Court safety. And Mitch McConnell, as we covered yesterday, has been trying with desperate intensity to get new legislation enacted. It's already been approved by the Senate. It needs to be approved now by the House. Usually it goes the other way around. And they released 911 audio. The would-be assassin, his name is Roski, from California, who was planning to attack Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court justice, was hanging around his neighborhood, was dressed all in black, was carrying an array of weapons, and he actually made a 911 call from Kavanaugh's neighborhood the night that he was arrested. Listen, clip 14.
I'm by myself. Are you on foot? You're in a car? I'm on foot. I'm just standing in front of the house on the sidewalk. I'm on the other side of the street from where I left the suitcase. I can move it further away from myself if that's advisable.
Yeah, move far away from the weapon. So the suitcase is in front of this address. Do you have any other weapons with you?
There are other weapons in the suitcase, but I do not have any in my possession.
What other weapons are in the suitcase?
There's pepper spray, there's a knife, there are various tools.
And you said you came from California. Do you know someone down here?
Brett Kavanaugh.
You said red, like the color?
Brett.
Brett.
The Supreme Court Justice.
Okay. And you came alone?
Correct.
And what were you coming to do? Just to hurt yourself and him, or what was going to happen?
Correct.
This is obviously a troubled individual, and part of that illustration of the challenges that we have in this country, which are profound, from mental illness at every level. There is a great deal of echo chamber effect regarding the gun debate. And there's even this from Jackie Speier, who is a congresswoman from California, liberal Democrat. And years ago, she was involved as an aide to a congressman who had taken a trip down to Jonestown, if you remember this whole story. Congressman was killed. And Jackie Speier was trying to relate her experience being with him and being wounded, and led to make a false claim on the floor of the House. We will get to that and to much more coming up on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776 will get your calls as well.
Michael Medved.
He has control over this world.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News, I'm Victor Paul. President Joe Biden and other Western Hemisphere leaders are set to announce what is being billed as a roadmap for countries to host large numbers of migrants and refugees. The so-called Los Angeles Declaration is perhaps the biggest achievement of the Summit of the Americas, which was undercut by differences over Biden's invitation list. Leaders of Mexico and several Central American countries sent top diplomats instead after the U.S. excluded Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. The Vatican today said Pope Francis canceled a planned July trip to Africa on doctor's orders because of ongoing knee problems, dashing hopes of the faithful there and raising further questions about the health and mobility of the 85-year-old pontiff. The Vatican said the trip would be rescheduled to a later date. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
It is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you my friend,
Michael Medved.
Thank you. That's the voice of Vice President Mike Pence when he was Vice President. He wasn't actually introducing me, though I have been on the same dais at the same conferences with Mike Pence on many occasions. Let's go to Sid in Atlanta, Georgia. Sid, you're on the Medved Show.
Hey, thank you, Michael.
You bet.
We basically remember Pearl Harbor. We commemorate 9/11 now. We'll never forget January 6th. And those three are all bad things, not patriotic. And I see why Donald Trump and his hardcore supporters wear red all the time, which we all know basically means that the red stands for Republican election deniers. And I believe that I believe that what Putin is doing overseas is scary, and the Republican leadership are also, especially the Trump supporters, are also doing the same thing, which is basically liars and election deniers, and there's no turning back. What I mean by there's no turning back is when Putin is losing in Ukraine, he's so embarrassed that he's asking himself, what have I done? Yeah, he cannot turn back. And that's the same thing with these Republicans. Even though they see the truth, it's embarrassing for them to turn back now to say, oh, you know, I'm going to join the people who was basically
Let me ask you this, Sid. I mean, you're comparing them to Putin, and isn't that unfair? It's like there's an idiot, and I use the term advisedly, who's a Republican, Carl Paladino, in upstate New York. He's a millionaire. He's run for high office before, never done particularly well. But he just offered some praise for Hitler. And it's always ridiculous when people bring in bloody-handed foreign murderous dictators and use them with reference to American politics. And so I would just be careful about, in other words, for the, let me ask you this. I know how you feel, but do you really, what do you believe that the people who are still saying stop the steal, who still believe that the election was stolen, what do you think their goal is? I mean, I think I know what their goal is. But their goal is to basically get a do-over of the election, to get Trump nominated for president and let the American people choose Trump. And they're confident that the American people will choose him overwhelmingly. I don't believe that's true. I don't think that will happen. But can you acknowledge that a lot of the people who believe that are not deliberately lying or following a dictator or anything like that? They sincerely believe that that is a possibility. Can you acknowledge that?
Yeah, but, you know, in this country, we have checks and balances, and we do it well, better than anybody else, any other country in the world. And the Republicans who are in politics, who swore oath, they know that. They know that. And it's scary when you support a man. We all got the facts. You know, it's scary when you support a man and you say, it's basically saying, Hail Hitler. You know, no matter what the truth is, I'm going to stand by this man. And that is scary because comes 2024, if we have a Trump election denier who is the nominee, this could happen again if he does not lose badly. You know, I said it before that Trump was not predicting a riot. He's calling for a riot before all that happened. And 2024 is coming. And we got
I think you're entirely right. That's why we're spending time, I think, as a country, on what happened, what really happened in the election of 2020. Because if people continue to distrust our electoral system, you're right. We'll have another reaction like January 6th if Trump runs and loses again. Look, I honestly believe, Sid, the only healthy thing for our politics is just to get this kind of craziness out of our politics, and the hope being that the Republican Party, as Andy McCarthy was saying today, will find a more viable candidate who can actually win on conservative issues without getting people to override or distrust our whole electoral constitutional system. Sid, have a great weekend, and thanks for your call. I was telling you this other story, and it's just one of those things that's unbelievable. You know, you read something like this, and you think, okay, I live in this country, I love this country, I love my fellow Americans. Here's a story from the New York Times. Carl P. Paladino, a Republican running for a House seat in Western New York, praised Adolf Hitler last year, not 10 years ago, last year, for inspiring his followers, describing the fascist dictator as just the kind of leader we need today. Can we say withdraw from the race, Mr. Paladino, please? Mr. Paladino did not specifically condone Hitler's actions in his remarks, which he made in a 2021 radio interview that was unearthed on Thursday, but he said he was impressed by how the German leader and head of the Nazi Party, quote, aroused the crowds in his speeches. He suggested that Republicans in New York and Washington ought to emulate Hitler's approach. Quote, he would get up there screaming, and these epithets and these people were just, they were hypnotized by him, Palladino said in the interview. He said, I guess that's the kind of leader we need today. Can we let that sink in for a moment? That's the kind of leader we need today? Yep. Okay, this is not a good look for the Republican Party. He would get up there screaming these epithets, and these people were just, they were hypnotized by him. He said, I guess that's the kind of leader we need today. We need somebody inspirational. We need somebody that is a doer. Our Republicans are sound asleep, he said, referring to party officials as captive to rhinoism, a derogatory acronym meaning Republicans in name only. The remark, which he apologized for on Thursday, yes, yesterday, were striking even by the incendiary standards of Mr. Palladino. Who's previously said that children should not be brainwashed into thinking that being gay was acceptable, and suggested that Michelle Obama, listen to this, the former First Lady, should, quote, be let loose in the outback of Zimbabwe. They could become major headaches, that's Mr. Palladino's remarks, for GOP leaders, particularly Representative Elise Stefanik of New York, the number three House Republican who has championed his fledgling candidacy. And she said, Carl is a job creator and conservative outsider who will be a tireless fighter for the people of New York in our fight to put America first to save the country. That was her recent proclamation on Twitter. He's going to help save the country, a guy who thinks that Hitler offers an example of the kind of leadership we need. Not a good look for the GOP. We'll be right back.
You are an outstanding role model and an inspiration to all of us.
Michael Medved.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Grovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Here's a question for you.
Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the debate on guns and gun regulation and gun reform continues. The Senate, where basically the assumption had been that the House bill that's already passed with a number of minor adjustments to gun regulations, that bill was going to just die in the Senate, well, that's not true. They are continuing the negotiations, and they have several very prominent Republicans who have now signed on to some of the details. But the debate in the House side got sidetracked by a claim by Representative Jackie Speier of California, who said this on the House floor. This is clip two.
I believe I'm the only member of this House that is a victim of gun violence. My body is riddled with bullets. I have a divot in my leg that's the size of a football. I have skin grafts on all parts of my body. I live with that every single day. A victim of gun violence is traumatized over and over again. I implore colleagues on the other side of the aisle. If we had a 737 that crashed every month for 12 months in this country, we would do something about it. And that's what's happening to children in this country. 1,500 kids die of gun violence every single year. We have to do something about it.
Okay, what did she just say? Can we replay that, the very end of that clip again? How many millions did she say?
And that's what's happening to children in this country. 1,500 kids die of gun violence every single year.
Now, most of those kids, I think she's referring to people below the age of 21, and since some of this debate is about whether you should be 18 or 21 when you get guns, is it possible that 1,500 people die of gun violence? Now, probably a very high percentage of them are suicides. And this is one of the things that, again, that people put together in this debate is they end up blowing up the, and the gun violence that she's talking about, this was not because guns were too much available in the United States. It has nothing to do with gun control in the United States. People's Temple, who were the killers who shot at her, and they killed Leo Ryan, I believe was a congressman she worked for, who was killed. She was on the plane in Jonestown. They had gone out to look at what was, by the way, Jonestown had endorsement by Jerry Brown and many other liberal Californians. It was a left-wing, crazy cult, murderous cult, where there were over 800 people who were committed suicide, some of them forced to be committed suicide at gunpoint. They're the same people who did all those terrible things to her body. I'm glad she recovered. She was also not telling the truth when she said she's the only congressman. What about Steve Scalise, who, by the way, was also impacted by violence from left-wingers, not from white right-wingers? You remember the one who came and wounded Steve Scalise, who is not recovered 100% from his wounds that were almost fatal. And that was, he was out practicing baseball with other members of the Republican team for the annual House baseball game that they were preparing for. I mean, look, I know people are emotional about this. But one of the things that poisons all of these remarks and all of these efforts even to get something done is the exaggeration and the apocalypticism and the idea that somehow if you make it tougher to get AR-15s in the United States, which it seems to me is going to happen, and probably appropriately, that if you do that, how would that have any impact at all on what happened in Jonestown back in the, I think it was the 1970s, for goodness sake, what Jackie Speier is talking about in terms of her own difficulties. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that negotiators don't have an agreement that could pass the Senate, this on gun reform, where any bill would need significant bipartisan support. The Democratic-led House pushed through several bills intended to reduce gun violence this week, including legislation yesterday that would motivate states to pass extreme protection orders, but those bills have no chance in the 50-50 Senate, where legislation requires 60 votes to advance. A bipartisan group of senators with a much longer list of Republicans than we had heard before is now working on this, including John Cornyn, who's part of the Senate leadership for the Republican Party. The several Republicans this week said they were open to looking at raising the age to purchase an assault-type rifle to 21 from 18, including Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Mitt Romney of Utah, and Susan Collins of Maine. A provision in the House bill Wednesday to raise the age for purchasing certain semi-automatic rifles and shotguns to 21 got the support of 13 Republicans in that chamber. Ms. Collins said Thursday that she also proposed other options if they were unable to get enough support to raise the age, including adding a waiting period or requiring a parent or guardian to sign for purchase, which might be a more acceptable and maybe more constructive alternative. They point out that Chris Murphy, who has been leading this effort, says we're counting heads right now to see what we have, 60-plus votes for. There's clearly a lot of interest in that range of individuals from 18 to 20, Mr. Murphy said. And when asked if the group was considering raising the age. Okay, does this represent a historic and deeply significant milestone? I look, not everything is worth doing is necessarily that deeply significant. I think one of the things that people point to is they look at an analysis that was done by the New York Times, where they took a look at four rules changes, including raising the age and better background checks and red flag laws, and they actually tried to do some serious research about how many lives could be saved if those various rules were put into place. And it's hundreds, which is worth doing. Of course it's worth saving lives. And certainly helping to lower maybe a little bit the fear and the panic and the desperation and the hysteria that we have on this issue. But the idea that we are going to, quote, end gun violence with a little bit of legislation, this goes along with the great danger that people, particularly on the left side of things, have, the great danger that people basically exaggerate their own powers to influence events. What is truly necessary to reduce the level of death and the level of destruction is more attention to mental health, which really directly relates to the suicide component, where, remember, there are more suicide deaths than there are deaths from homicides, from murders. And it also involves the needs for intensified law enforcement, which the people of California voted for, people of San Francisco, when they threw out so-called progressive prosecutor, Chesa Boudin. Coming up next hour, we'll talk about some of the reactions, including the angry reaction from President Trump to the hearings last night that drew such a large audience. And we'll be talking to a commentator who basically suggests that this was a more important, more riveting opening hearing than back in Watergate. We'll be speaking to Fred Kaplan coming up on The Medved Show. Also, Bill Barr emerging as one of the stars of the evening because they played part of his deposition that he had given the committee investigators. What did he have to say? And then what did Ivanka? And what did President Trump say about the former Attorney General? We'll get to that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.